one of my favorite arrangements, and I had the opportunity to put it on my latest album, latest a cappella album, The Solid Rock. I'm going to talk about that today. Podcast. I love this intro. Isn't that great?
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
I hate stopping the song. This is one of my favorite songs, and I didn't arrange this one. Some of you may know that. This one is a GLAD arrangement from Acapella Project 3, and it came out while I was in, either a senior in high school or maybe a freshman, sophomore in college, something like that. I just checked. It was 1996, so that would have been the year after I graduated high school. It came out, and I got this album in the summertime. I remember putting on my huge honking headphones. I had these huge ones, and I would mow lawns, and I would crank this on my Walkman. Yes, I bought this on, did I buy this on cassette tape? I'm trying to think. Nope, it was a CD Walkman that I would listen to as I was mowing the lawn. So I probably fried my ears forever, turning it up loud so that I would overcome the noise of the lawnmower. But this was the first song on the album, and I always loved it. It was not arranged by Bob Coughlin, who is the arranger for GLAD. It was arranged by Don Hart, I believe. Paul Langford also did some arrangements on that Acapella Project 3. I was an Acapella GLAD fan. So they did other stuff. They were a band as well. I wasn't really aware of that as I was growing up. It was the acapella stuff that I loved and really was a huge influence on me. And so over the years, I've done a song or two, an arrangement or two from GLAD, and this is just one of my favorites. Now, some interesting things about this arrangement as we're going through these arrangements. GLAD arrangements aren't actually as complex as you might think. There's a lot of stuff going on, but there's not like 16 parts going or anything like that. It's usually about, 8 parts, something like that. And then all the parts are doubled or tripled. This one was interesting because at the end, well, I'll tell you about that when we get there. Let's listen to another verse of this before we go any farther.
Righteousness, dare not trust the sweetest wine, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
I love that part.
So this covenant is blood. Support me in the whelming fire. When all around my soul gives way,
he then is all my hope and stay.
My hope and stay.
The arrangement, I was going to talk about this at the end, but I have to talk about it now. The written arrangement. So what would happen a lot of times, and I read this on a discussion board somewhere, so I can't, you couldn't nail me down as to how I know this. Sometimes the group would go in to record into the studio, and they would have the sheet music written out, and they would make slight changes to it in the studio. And of course, that happens with any group. That happens with me sometimes when I write my own arrangements out. I'm like, okay, you know what? This is going to sound better this way. And the sheet music doesn't always get updated. And so the arrangement that I have written out is supposed to be, I got it in a book. I don't remember where I found it. It was in some music store somewhere and I quick grabbed it because they're really rare for some reason. They're just really rare and they're hard to come up with. But I grabbed sheet music and in the book, and it's supposed to be the exact arrangements that they used, but there are differences. And how I would learn, whether it was the King Singers, and we'll talk about different groups that I've listened to over my life that have influenced me in different set of podcast episodes, but what I would do when I was young in particular, although I still will do this from time to time, I just don't have enough time, to do this, but I would listen at night in my headphones so nobody's disturbing me, obviously, and I can set the headphone level just right so that I can put myself in the studio, and I would take time to try to isolate a voice part. So in other words, I try to track the second baritone all the way through the whole song or specific section, and that helped me learn how to part right, because I'm not just singing that part, you know. And in fact, to this day, it can annoy me a little bit if someone else is singing along with me and they are jumping parts. And I have to chuckle a little bit because I worked so hard for so long to try to follow each individual part. So it's like, okay, are you going to sing the second baritone? Or are you going to do the third tenor, or which one? Right. Which of course most people don't listen to music that way, but I know as much as you can, because of editing and stuff. It's not like King Singers. They were the awesomest group to do that with, because they actually did very little editing. To my understanding, my knowledge, if they did, I mean, you can't hear it. But I mean, a lot of their stuff feels at least like it's start to finish, even if they did it in multiple takes, I guess. I mean, you can track that one guy over there, because they also would do it in a certain stereo field, so you could tell where the tenor was, or where the baritone was, or where the bass was, or whatever. And GLAD doesn't do that quite so much. But there are subtle differences in the written arrangement, especially at the end. But let's keep going for a little while before we get to the end, and then I'll talk to you how I had to design a whole new ending.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
It's a nice straightforward part.
All other ground is sinking sand.
It's actually 6 beats per measure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and storm,
yep, those are my bases.
My anchor holds within the
Those are actually written that way. Those are actually written that way. They're actually written da 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 da. They're spelled D-A-T for dot. And of course, I know the arrangement. I can sing along with the arrangement, so that helps when you're reading the arrangement until it looks different than what you're used to hearing.
Rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Great key change. Part missing in here from the recording. There's like a whole counter melody that goes on in the actual recording. Da 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 da. While they're going da 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 solid rock, right? But I didn't have it written in, and I tried making it up like by memory, but I couldn't get it exactly right. And then I was like, you know what? I don't have to sound exactly like them. I know it's there. I can't out GLAD. So just make it my own. And so this whole ending was something was up in the book that I bought, and there was errors all over the place on the last two pages. I mean, parts were messed up and upside down and like lines crossed. And in fact, there's a whole section of 3 or 4 measures missing from the ending of the arrangement. So I didn't realize that until I'm already recording it. And of course, once I settle in to record, I don't want to stop. So I just made up an ending completely out of my head. All right, I didn't write it out or anything, and this is the result.
On Christ the solid rock, on Christ the solid rock I stand.
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Okay, in a little bit, it's not quite here yet.
All the ground is sinking sand.
All the ground is sinking sand.
Almost there.
All of the ground is sinking
all
sad.
All the ground is sinking sad.
Is sinking sad.
All right, starting here. This is all out of my head.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' love.
It's from memory.
My hope is built on the solid rock. All of the ground is sinking sand.
So the density of the arrangement changes. Right. And I really debated, like, wow, man, should I sit down and write more? Should I, what should I do? But that's the reason is because the reason is that it wasn't in the book. It wasn't in the written arrangement. And if I would have known that, I probably wouldn't have even done the arrangement, but I just love this arrangement so much. So I'm glad it worked out that way. So hopefully you got encouraged a little bit by listening through this process, kind of going through this song. One of my all time favorites. I'm probably going to say that about every single song. But I love what I do, and if you want this album, you can get it online at my website, BenEverson.com, or if you want to skip right to the store, BenEversonMusic.com. Look up Acapella Hymns is the CD that it's on, a collection of hymns and a few gospel songs. I kind of played fast and loose there with the definition of hymn. But this is one of my favorites, and I hope you enjoyed it. And we're going to keep going through in a series, so make sure you stick around for the next podcast. And I appreciate it so much. I also do want to have a big shout-out to those of you who are supporting the podcast. That's a huge help, and I really appreciate that as well. Until next time, be encouraged.